Hi, good morning, Rabbosai. Pasuk test. Ki liv yaschein heim l'roshacha v'anokim l'gagor asacha. So Livia lashon levaya to escort to accompany. Ata yilove ishi elai. Right, the Leah's explanation for giving the name Levi. So Levi Yaschein, so they're an ornament of grace on your head, and Anokim is a necklace, but I think maybe even specifically what they call a choker, meaning a tight fitting necklace. Anokim legagar asacha, for your gagaris is actually the inside of the throat. For your throat, what does that mean? Ki liv yaschein hem l'roshacha ha'inyan ki bimehem hayu osin l'nshehem tachshitim l'fi ma'aseihem. The jewelry, which was made for women, would reflect their accomplishments in life in the religious area. K'moshen matzina she'amad divisud Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's wife says to Rabbi Gamliel, she yaseh lo ir shel zahav, a type of ornament worn on the head. But amar lo, and he says no, because lo avdus k'divisud Rabbi Akiva. It's not honest, because you're not deserving the way the wife of Rabbi Akiva is. There were two types of jewelry, of ornaments, l'rosh, for the head, v'latzava, and for the neck, v'hainu. And what did each of these represent? L'balas ha'seichel, so then the tachshit would go on the head for someone who was exhibiting seichel, and the one that would go on the neck was levalus meisim tovim. The derech lasas tachshit harosh mechaticha achas. If you sort of imagine a headband or something like that, but you know, of gold or whatever the tachshit is, it was usually one piece. Right, the same way a headband is one piece, or so. From one piece, dugmas asecha shul echad, which again symbolically reflected the secha, which is one. Val hatzava mechatichos harbe, let's say when you have something like a choker, so there are many individual stones which are strung together, but you can clearly see that there are separate stones which comprise the tachshit. Dugmas ha-maisim, symbolically represents maisim tovim, shekol mitzvah b'fnei atzma, right? Every mitzvah a person does, every maisim tov a person does is something which is discrete. And hence, Masha and Cain, v'chein ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah, here's a little question, what exactly the reading is. At somim, each one, hein tachshitim l'rosh v'laguf. So what the metaphor, what the moshal of the tachshit harosh and the tachshit hatzava represent, is that basically a person ornaments himself, his soul, through Torah ma'asim tov. Hein tachshitim l'rosh v'laguf. V'chol inyone ha-Torah heim or echad. U'mitzvah l'lmod b'chol zman. So the moshal here to or is actually quite fascinating. I mean, when we learn, so we A, this is the way we learn, and B, this is certainly our perception. There are so many different psukim in Tanakh, so many different mishnayos, so many different sugyas and inyanim and shas. And what the Gaon is telling us is that notwithstanding, on a deeper level, that kol inyanei haTorah heim or echad, that there is an underlying unity. This is true both in a nigla dika sense, in an exoteric sense, as well as in an esoteric sense. The Gaon is clearly here, l'chore means it on the esoteric sense, but on the esoteric level, but it's true on both. It's true on the exoteric level as well. The Tosafta says in Sanhedrin, the Kol HaTorah Inyan Echad, that again, the distinctiveness, the discreteness of sugyas, of inyanim and shas, notwithstanding, there's also a level on which Kol HaTorah is Inyan Echad. Kol HaTorah is Inyan Echad in the sense sometimes it just means that the raya for something in Hilchos Tefillah is from Seder Taros. Sometimes what it means even more fundamentally is that there's a certain intuition for Torah, which ultimately a person fully refines based on Kol HaTorah Kula. When an Odom Godel learns a sugya, he brings Kol HaTorah Kula to bear on what he's learning. Rav Zak Zichron Levracha used to quote from Shlomo Hyman that sometimes you find, let's say, for instance, the Rosh, but you know, so many of the Rishonim will be discussing a point in Halacha, and they'll bring a raya from a Gemara. They think this Gemara is a raya, and then they'll also bring a raya from Misvara. So our reaction is, okay, Svara, no. It's just his svar, but the Gemara, you have to reckon with that Gemara, which he says is a raya. And Rav Shlomo Hyman used to say, a raya from a Gemara is a raya from one Gemara. A raya from svar is a raya from Kol HaTorah Kula. But when the Rosh says he thinks something is mustabe, he thinks that this is a svara, so it's not just a question of is there a different pshat in one Gemara that he's quoting as a raya. A raya from svar is a raya from Kol HaTorah Kula. There is a chush, an intuition for Torah, which is gained and developed only through the more a person learns of Torah, and ultimately through all of Torah. So on an exoteric level, it's also true what the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, the Kol HaTorah Inyan Echad. But the Gaon here means it on a metaphysical level as well. And the metaphor of light is so apt, because we know in physics, there's a phenomenon of diffraction, which means when you have a single ray of light, which then breaks down into a whole spectrum of colors. And that's exactly, I don't know exactly, but that parallels the phenomenon we're talking about Tavi here. So we have one sugya of Chizkiyah and Rabbi Abba. That's one sugya. We have another sugya of Bedika and Bittul and Biur and Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Different sugyas. Each sugya has its own yesod. So the same thing is true. We see colors of a whole spectrum, and yet what diffraction tells us is that it begins as a single ray, which is then resolved into that variety of shades. Torah is also depicted by Liv Yaschein. Again, Liv Yaschein, something that which accompanies a person, mitzvah lilmod b'chol zman. Aval ha-mitzvahs enem nogos al kol achas b'zmano. Mitzvahs, so every mitzvah has its own zman. V'zeo ki Liv Yaschein hi ha-Torah, va'anokim loshon rabim ein ha-mitzvahs. The gagar asacha hu aguf. It's not the throat in particular, but the throat as representing the guf. Maybe we'll just take a quick look at the next pasuk. Bini im yifatucha chatoim al tove. So chatoim. The word chatoim means either of two things. Sometimes it's the plural of chet, in which case the translation is sins. But sometimes the chatoim are sinners. Let's say in Parshas Korach, Eis machtos hachatoim ha'ela b'nafshosam. Right after the Mosaim b'chamishim ish, the Makrivi Aktoris, when they died b'magefel lifnei Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu is told what to do with those frying pans. Es machtos, the frying pans of the chatoim ha'ela, these sinners b'nafshosam. So what's the difference between chatoim then in the sense of sinners and chotim in the sense of sinners? So the difference is this, that chote doesn't necessarily, chote can just mean that it's something which happened incidentally. It's not something which is necessarily ingrained in the person. It's not necessarily something which is habitual. A chote, chotim. Chatoim implies that it's something which is deeply rooted, deeply ingrained, something which has been habitual. So im yifatucha chatoim, so if you have that type of, call it the repeat sinner, where unfortunately he has created a certain presumption about himself. So im yifatucha chatoim, if such people will try to persuade you, will try to induce you to a course of action, al tovei, right? Loshon lo sovelo. Not loshon coming and going, bia, but loshon lo sovelo. Don't acquiesce. To his offer, to his attempts at persuasion. The context of who a person is establishes in halacha a presumption as to how one should view what that person says, an offer that person makes. If you have someone who's known to be an unrepentant charlatan in his business dealings, and he comes and he makes an offer to you, he has a business proposition. He makes an offer, and on the surface, everything seems legitimate. Everything seems legitimate. But heyos, you look at this person's track record. You look at what he's done in the past, for which he's unrepentant. So then you're not supposed to be down the kav schus. On the contrary, you're supposed to assume the kav chova. Even if everything seems to have been clearly vetted and clearly and very properly structured, you're supposed to assume that it's a problem. Im yifatucha chatoim al tovei. Chote hu ha'uvel mitzvah asei, says the Gemara. A chote is someone who b'shev al tasa, passively neglects mitzvah asei. Why is that? How is that the mashmoros of chote? We generally translate chote as sinner. No, because the Gemara says that really etymologically, what the root chet represents is hu lashon chisaron. It means to be missing, to miss. Say in modern Hebrew, you say lachti ata matara. If you want to say that you didn't achieve the goal of which one had set, so that's lachti ata matara. Ukemosha kosu bereish Yeshaya. Im yifatucha osam b'nei adam ha'chaserim mi'mitzvus ha'sei, al tovei l'shmo d'veim klal. Ki bevadai, appearances notwithstanding, lo l'mitzvah im b'am l'fatoscha. Ki heim ba'atzmam enam chafetzim b'zeh, ve'enam osam mitzvus. When something seems too good to be true, itaka isn't true. And you know, sometimes there's a temptation to respond to an alluring suggestion, an alluring offer, and what Shlomo HaMelech says, and this is a klal, and it's not just a musavot, it's a klal in halacha, that the context of who the person is, that's what determines how his words or his actions should be understood. So it's a klal that the Chafetz Chaim quotes on the Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rambam in terms of the mitzvah being down the kav schus. That if you have, there's a mitzvah to be down the kav schus, when you have a person you don't know, or the person when you know him and he's a benini. If the person's a tzaddik, so then you have to be down the kav schus even if circumstances seem very, very, very suggestive that he's doing something wrong. And if the person's a muchzag rasha, he's supposed to be down the kav chova, even if circumstances would seem to suggest that he's doing something which is very good. And that's exactly what this klal is here in the pasuk. Ki bevadai lo lemitzvahim ba'am lefatoscha. Ki heim ba'atzmam enam chafetzim ba'zeh ve'enam osam mitzvahs. Ubevadai, the emphasis here in the Gaon, right? Again, nochamal, ubevadai, mashay motzim lefatos chahainu lavo averos. Va'achshav, then in the ensuing psukim, mufaresh ha-pituyim shalohem. Okay, so we'll stop here, Blin and Tashem. We'll resume around 11:30 with Abbas Rabbasai. Have a good, productive morning, everyone. Be well, be safe.